So today, I chose the topic halftime because this is very, very close to my heart. This topic, I went through a challenge exactly 10 years before as a businessman. So I just want to share and encourage other business people in this group. So halftime is the season to introspect and also reflect what we are doing. Many times we are busy with our work. We don't have time to introspect and reflect. Why I am doing this business? What for God has given me this opportunity and how I am glorifying God? So you may be in business or in your professional life. So take a time to reflect and also introspect so that God wants to use you as a professional, as a businessman. So it's a time to seek God's guidance and align our goals and aspiration with God's plans and purposes. So it's a time that the half time in football is a time to introspect between the first half, how we are going to take the second half. Same way, some of you in this group may be in the half time. So it's a time to seek God's guidance and align our goals and aspiration with God's purposes and plans. From my childhood, I know this verse is by heart. God says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, plans to give you hope and future." Three times, God used the word plans in this one verse. But as a Christian, as a born-again Christian, many times, I always trust in my human plans and I don't. So I just want to share my first half, how I lived my first half. I was born and raised in a Christian family, 170 kilometers from Chennai. Both my parents were working as teachers. None of my family members were in business. When I was doing 10th standard, my class teacher told me I will not pass 10th standard because I scored 14 marks in mathematics in quarterly and halfly. But I took 81 marks in 10th standard and passed 10th standard in mathematics alone. When I was doing 12th standard, I don't have any goals in life. I don't know what I'm going to do. In my entire area, I was the only one person who passed 12th standard, even though my parents were teachers. Then I went to college. I have great passion to become a pastor. But when I applied, I didn't get a seat in one particular college, and I applied in a couple of colleges for Bachelor of Divinity. It didn't happen. I invariably applied for MCA. God opened doors for me and I did MCA with distinction. Everything went well. I started my career as a software guy, worked in three companies. And all the three companies, I got three different learnings. The first company I worked, it's a Chennai-based company. I learned if the leader is not having a clear vision, the company will not survive. That's the lesson I learned in my first company. Second company, I worked there for close to 1 year. And the company was good. Everything was nice. But if you don't update your services and products, company will not survive. So the company also, I quit the company and joined a Bombay-based company in 2000. The company was so good. They paid excellent salary. Everything was going good. I was happily married that time. I have a lot of free time. I was enjoying my life. But 2001, after Twin Tower attack, this company went into recession. And 2011, November, the company was totally closed. They didn't pay me a salary for 6 months. We were all given 2 computers as compensation for our salary. And that's where my life started. I have a 1-month-old baby, no job, nothing. I was attending interview. Nobody is giving job. I was running around for places to get money. My purse is flat. everything comes down in my life. During the time, I was just sitting with a couple of my friends in the old office staircase because the office was closed. And we requested the owner of the flat, owner of the building, to put the phone outside so that we may receive some call. And that time we received a call from a company called Hexaware. They called me for a training program. We went there. We told them clearly, we don't have company. We don't have anything. If you trust us and give us business, we will start a business. We can start our career as businessmen. That company trusted us, gave me 25% advance. We started our business. After receiving the advance, we went and searched for places. We searched and found a place in Mount Road. Everything was going good. And within 2 months or 3 months, we moved into a bigger place. Things were going really, really good. God has blessed us abundantly. Within 2 years, we went and opened an office in Bangalore, 5,000 square feet office, 2008 Chennai, Guindy. I was having 6,500 square feet office with 7 training halls, 30-seater, 40-seater training halls. Everything was going good. 2008, we faced a big recession. In single day, I lost 75 lakhs closing down one of my offices in Bangalore. It was a big hit, but still we had hope because we started with nothing, not even with 1 rupee. It's all by God's grace. Everything went well, but unfortunately we saw a setback. We came back and I went to Bangalore and settled and closed the office and came back. 2009, it was a good year. And 2010, again, we went to Benarketa Road, just opposite to Shopper Stop, next to that big hospital, Hridalaya Hospital. We took 6,500 square feet. We set up an office for 1.35 crores. Everything was going good. Business was flowing. And during that time, I got an invitation. Can you come and attend this training program? I born again Christian. I know all these things. I'm regular to my church. You know, for 4th generation, we are Lutheran church members. Everything is going good. I didn't see any new thing. What this training is going to impact me. During the time when I went there, I was running in success. You know, every year we are making about 10 crores of profits and business is growing. We are signing up with mega projects. All these things are happening. Everything was so successful. I was literally in dreams. I want to retire at the age of 40 or 45 and want to go and buy a big, beach house or something and settle down. And I don't want to work after 45. So that's the dream I was having because I was getting money like anything. Always my purse is full, my bank is full, everything is flourishing. But when I was attending this meeting, I was pondered with the question, what is your vision? I was saying my vision for my office is to make profit. And that question strike me again and again. Are you not running your office to glorify God? Because my partner is from other faith. I was compromising in my company. Even during all these times, we are having pujas in our office. In Guindy, opposite to Ashok Leyland building, in that temple, every Friday, our office is to sponsor Annadhanam for them. I'm a born-again Christian, but I didn't see I'm running this business to glorify God. I was so pondered with this question, why I am running a business? And between 2011 and 2013, I was going through a lot of questions. Even when I'm getting profit, I used to ask question to myself, am I earning this in a right way? Do I need this money? Why am I earning this money? Why year on year I'm having surplus of money? There are months, there are times I have not taken money from my office because I feel touching that money is, you know, which is something guilty to me, and I don't want that money. And during 2013, my partner said, Bastian, we want to invest on other business. If you want to invest, you come and be part of us. Otherwise, you can leave. I was having 50% share in that company, which I started with my other partner with zero investment. And December 2011, I was thrown out of that company. I really don't know what I'm going to do. In 2013, December, my life was upside down. And again, I went back to 2001 life. No money, nothing. And that's how I was in a crossroad. And that's my off time. I was having a lot of commitments that time. My mother was very sick, and she was admitted in the hospital. We were treating her for cancer. And my daughter is finishing, on the verge of finishing her primary school and entered into high school. My home loan was running, but I don't have any money. And I was praying, Lord, why I'm going through this? I know I was making a lot of money. My focus is just to make profits, none other than that. So I was taking a bike and I was going through Raipeta Bridge to drop my daughter in a school. And suddenly these two words came to me, skill and wisdom, Bezalel. So I opened Exodus. God blessed Bezalel with skill and wisdom. And I was asking, Lord, why you are giving this word to me? Why skill and wisdom? I was running another office called Coles, where it's called People Gathered. Why I'm hearing this often? And Lord gave me a clear picture how God gave wisdom and skill to Bezalel to build the tabernacle, the ark. So I was in a half time. How I'm going to do? Can I go back and talk to my partner and reconcile, or I need to start a new life? So that's the time I started my second half of my career. So the best lesson I learned from my failure is, if you fail, you will not have anybody come and support you. If you are in a worldly perspective, people will cheer you when you make profit. People will cheer you when you are successful. People will come and stand behind you when you are making a lot of money. But when you have nothing, all these people will vanish. That's the great lesson I learned. And again, seek first His kingdom and all His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. This was the words. Came to me again and again. Am I seeking God first? Or again, I'm looking only for the things that will make me happy or prosperous. So that journey, I started my second half of my game. In 2013, I started a company called Skillwise. It's 10 years now. God is so grateful. And when I decided to open this company, I took this verse, Colossians 3, 23, 24. Whatever you do, work it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive inheritance from the Lord as reward. It's the Lord Jesus Christ you are serving. In my first half, my only aim is to make money, only aim is to make profits, only aim is to expand and grow. But when I started seeking first my work style has changed. So in 2013, I started with a new vision. It was a humble beginning in 2013. We started with two customers who trusted and gave business to me. And in 2017, we crossed 100 clients. We had a good function. We had a big party, everything from two clients. Now we are in 200 clients. Even during pandemic, God was so faithful. We never failed to pay salary any month. On 30th of that month, God has enabled us to pay salary. And during these years, CBMC played an important role in my office. We were worshiping in a church. We are having CBMC meeting in a big church. And during one Saturday morning, we were all literally thrown out from the church. And we don't know what to do, because I also didn't have any idea, because I was not regular to CBMC those days. And I went there just as a visitor on that particular day. This was happening. Then Brother George Anna asked me, Bastian, what we are going to do? I said, my office is open. We will start in our office. We started CBMC in our office. For the last 16, 17 years, it was happening in that particular church. And it was only one group in Chennai. When it came to our office, it was going good. Suddenly, pandemic hit. We don't know how we are going to do CBMC in our office. And we started with 8 people in a Zoom call. That Zoom call grew by 8 to 16, 16 to 32, up to 128 people were there in that group. And usually every week we used to see around 50 to 60 people. CBMC was growing. When I brought in CBMC in my office, my business started growing. From 50 clients, we have grown to 200 clients as soon as CBMC came to my office. And then in last year, I was telling my people, you know, we need bigger room for fellowship. We need bigger office. I was praying. God gave me a new office just next to the old office. And we named a room called Fellowship Room. And that's the place every week we are meeting. And we are engaging with professionals and business people. CBMC played a major role in skill-wise on its growth. Brothers and sisters, you are listening to me. If you're having an office, open it for God. God will multiply. He is a multiplier. I've tasted it, and I'm just telling you. So today I'm celebrating my 50th birthday. In the last 10 years, I've seen many, 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 many blessings. I received many blessings. I enjoyed many blessings. It's all because of doing or seeking God first. You may be in a crossroad today, how I'm going to lead my life tomorrow, or how I'm going to take my office to the next level, or how I'm going to lead my career for the next growth. Seek first. All these things shall be added. I've tasted and experienced. That's what I'm sharing today. So I just want to tell you, those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. Isaiah 40, 31. Many times we are not hoping in the Lord, waiting in the Lord for the renewal of strength. It will not happen overnight. Our journey takes time. Our faith will be tested. We will face a lot of challenges, oppositions amidst all. We will all come out victoriously because God is on our side. Brothers and sisters, renew their strength is only through hoping in the Lord, waiting in the Lord. We all know eagle story. Eagle, after a certain time, it will go to a hilly place. And then it will pull out all the feathers. And then, including the claw, it'll remove all the claws and then also break the beak. It'll wait for some time. After some time, they will have new feathers, new claws, and new beak. And again, it will regain its strength. That's why, as an eagle, we need to wait in the Lord for renewal of our strength so that we can be successful and also glorifying God in all the ways that we do. Finally, how to have your second half? How best you can redefine your second half? Shifting from worldly achievements to seeking God's will. This is the first principle. And in second half, we need to leave a lasting spiritual legacy. Don't focus on leaving business legacy. Practicing or leaving a lasting spiritual legacy. And last one, as we grow in faith, we need to practice more faith, love, compassion, and forgiveness. Many times we struggle to forgive others. But if you want to be a successful, God-glorifying businessman, practice compassion and forgiveness. God will lift you up. God will lift you in His due time. So, brothers and sisters, I want to leave this word to you. Psalm 32:8. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. So God is always with us. Even during all my challenges, I always feel an inner happiness, inner peace, because God has called me to do this. Business is my calling. So, if you are in your crossroads, don't lose your hope. Don't lose your heart. Seek first the kingdom of God. God will direct your paths and also take you to the right place where you want to be. Let's bow down and pray. Gracious and Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this wonderful Monday morning. Thank you, Lord, for being with us through our journey. Lord, we may be in our halftime, or we may be playing our second half. Lord, we pray for your mercies on our business, Lord. I pray for each and everyone who are listening to this, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Bless the work of their hands. Bless their families. Lord, speak to them, Lord. You have plans to prosper them. Lord, you have plans for them to succeed in all spheres of life. Help us once more to seek you first, Lord, giving the seeking heart to keep you first. Lord, I once again pray for CBMC on all the CBMC groups. Lord, let it edify more people and aligning our businesses to your kingdom values, Lord. Lord, I once again pray for each and every brothers and sisters who are this call. Bless their families, bless the business. Lord, let them have more success and testimonies to hear how God has lifted them. Lord, I also pray for CBMC India and all the plans. I pray for Brother Richard Samuel. I pray for all the CBMC leaders. Lord, in the coming days, we also pray for the convention that is happening in Korea and also the convention that we are planning in India. In all our plannings, let your presence be upon us. I once again pray for each and everyone, Lord, and pray for all our businesses. Let your mercy and let your blessings be upon each and everyone. We surrender this whole day, the rest of the week, into your mighty hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.